This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The first 3 weeks, we were riding high. We were planning parade routes and speaking for the fan base probably there and ourselves. And then the last couple weeks, things haven't really gone well. And now, you know, the sky is falling. How should we be looking at this? Help us with some perspective right here. How are you feeling about your team?
Well, I think it's understandable. It's right of having high expectation. We feel good. This is a young team that we have, and it's actually, for its youth, it's experienced. Key players on both sides of the ball have played in a lot of games, and so we really should expect better football, and that is not as many mistakes. We should, and that's critical because our defense is predicated on everybody doing their job, not figuratively speaking, but literally. And they need to get in the gap, or if they, for whatever the reason, have been washed out of that gap, then you've got to have a player right behind him that takes up the slack. But we've got to be able to, those linebackers have got to be able to drop back and do some covering, and as well as step up there and help plug those gaps. That's almost too simplistic, but we can do that. We have the players that can do it, and they've been coached up in a way can do it. Over on offense, we all like the idea that we're opening it up, and it does and will create more running room for Zeke. And then we've got their defense, our opponents, in a dilemma. Well, let's don't shoot ourselves in the foot and turn that ball over. You turn that ball over, and it completely washes away the other good parts of what you're doing. The turnover is the number one stat, and we've lost it the last 2 weeks. I don't expect us to continue to lose that battle.
Okay, having said that, Jerry, and I'd say this show probably agrees with that assessment, but is there a particular aspect of your game, whether it's pass blocking or run defense or special teams or anything that is currently more worrisome than other aspects?
Well, I think we need to we've not only seen the obvious turnovers that have stopped those drives and stopped them at critical points, stopped them at midfield. But we've seen mistakes. We've seen penalties at the wrong time. We've had a sack there in New Orleans right at the end of the game that really was really significant. And we normally would think our team, even against the Saints, could take that ball and score. So we just got to get in here and make every play count without that flag going up. Now, the point is we have the players that can do this. And I'm confident that we've made the adjustments this year that the schemes, the technique, but actual implementation of it, the schemes, will allow us with this personnel to play in a way that can beat teams like we've been losing to the last 2 weeks. I believe that.
Talking to the great Jerry Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. And Jerry, even though you're incredibly wealthy, I feel like you're one of us. You just are very likable, personable, and you're kind of a regular guy for a guy who is a billionaire. And so I'm just curious, you got a birthday coming up on Sunday, and I'm just wondering, is there anything that you want that you'd love to get for your birthday for a man who could afford anything? What really gets you excited when folks give you birthday presents these days? What would you like?
Well, Candy Lee, it's the same kinds of things that I've wanted and enjoyed from my high school, college days. I want to be around people I love. I want to be around people that I feel good with. So proximity to my favorites is always the most important thing for me. I used to be such a homebody, and I had such a pleasant growing up that I really didn't like to even go across town and spend the night with a classmate. And if I did, I slept on the side of the bed that was closest to my house on the other side of town. And I'm smiling, too. But the point is, It felt good to be around home when I grew up, and so that's where I like to be. Now, in this particular case, we're going to be in New York. It's a great place to be. We've got great memories. I'll never forget the first time that we played the Jets in New York. It was Emmitt Smith. He came out, and I think he made 7 yards or 8 yards. It wasn't much. Carried the ball, I forget how many times, but it was about a yard a carry. And I'll never forget Jimmy coming in and said, you know, we got to live with this guy. And later Jimmy said, don't ever let me make a decision or think about it right after we played a game when somebody didn't play up to our expectation. But, you know, I like this whole thing. One of the great things about, to me, the NFL and getting to be a part of the Cowboys is going up to these cities, New York, Washington, Philadelphia, and playing football. It just feels good to be around those tall buildings and do that. Now, I love collegiate atmosphere, too. But it feels good. What a way to get to spend your birthday is my point.
I think I'm not going to let you say Frisco where the star is, but what is the best city in America to celebrate your birthday in?
Oh, I left it 2 weeks ago in New Orleans. I put that right there.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good. And that's good stuff. I'm a big Nation's Capital fan. I like everything of being around our nation and all the great things that are represented by the very buildings that are there and all the ways to think about the monuments that are there. You know, this week we're moving the National Medal of Honor Hall of Fame to Arlington. Well, it's going to also have a place there in Washington that is not the museum, but it will have a memorial. And it is just unbelievable to walk up to that Vietnam Memorial. It is unbelievable. And that's a charge, a feel-good, plugging into that 220 that inspires me as well.
We're talking to Jerry Jones on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. You know, with the state fair going on right now, we've talked to you a lot in the past about hot dogs. We're big hot dog guys ourselves. Love to know your corn dog thoughts. Are you a corn dog guy as well, and why or why not?
I ate enough corn dogs between the time I was about 8 at a fair type situation until I was about mid-teens to last me for the rest of my life and last you guys too. A corn dog man. And consequently, I do like them. I don't eat them as much as I like hot dogs. While I'm thinking of it, I don't know why, but I used to, I grew up around a grocery store. And, of course, like all kids, I craved that sugar. And my mom, who was bookkeeper, cashier, did it all, she couldn't really keep her eye on me 100% of the time. And so I was bad about going around that store and getting sugar. Well, back then they sold cold drinks in a bottle. And when you finish the bottle, you put it in a rack, and they reused the bottle. And they cleaned it and made I'm talking about the bottling company, and you could turn that bottle in for a couple of cents. And people picked up bottles. But what I'd do is go by that rack, and I'd just clean out what hadn't been drunk in those bottles. I'd just suck it down. And there I was drinking behind who knows who, drinking those bottles of cold drink in the rack. And just to show you can live through anything, it never dropped me. It never dropped me, but it sure was a bad habit. And my mother, can you imagine, used to really tear my you-know-what up for drinking those half-used drinks out of that rack.
Oh, my God, what a great picture you're painting. It's Jerry Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right, this is going to be a weird question, Jerry, but you've come to expect that from us. Is the Football Hall of Fame the only Hall of Fame you're a member of? Is there like an Arkansas University or a business Hall of Fame? Is the NFL Hall of Fame the only one that you're a member of?
Well, if this is taken right, I'll answer your question. But I'm proud of it. Probably the one that meant so much to me, as much as any, was the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Because I grew up admiring, following so many of the people that are in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. And I idolized them, I followed them, and knew them all by heart. And so that one was very meaningful, but I've gotten to be in Missouri's business and sports, and of course here in Texas as well, business and sports. And so these are wonderful things, but what really, in every case, is when you look at the people that are there with you. I know I went in the Texas Business Hall of Fame with Boone Pickens, and we had the best time and enjoyed my time with him. But you're always looking at who it is you're with. I love to go to them. The one in Arkansas is particularly, there's a guy that handles those inductions, and he is a complete Britannica, if you will, of knowledge about the sports and the people that played the sports. But when you go back to that Hall of Fame, not me alone, but anybody, let's say they were talking about I'm going to use an example, Billy Moore, our All-American quarterback that I got to play with. It was a dark, rainy day. The rain was coming down. A great Texas team was lined up on the other side of the ball. It was the 35-yard line. Number 10 takes off. He goes 3 yards out, cuts, goes for 15 yards. Help me in recognizing 1960 inductee in the Arkansas Hall of Fame, Billy Moore. Boy, the crowd jumps up. Billy feels good. And of course, he's 70 years old, but he's running out there like he's running on the field at Austin.
God, that's awesome.
Great.
I love the description there. Well, Jerry, let me tell you, it was, I don't want to say it's a loaded question, but it's a personal question, because at the high school that Ben and I go to, they've ran out of interesting people. And this weekend, they're inducting me and Ben into the Berkner High School Hall of Fame. And so Sean Sharif from The Morning Show said, you guys should ask Jerry advice on this, because I figured we figured you were in a lot of Hall of Fames. You've had a very storied life. So any advice to Ben and I as we put on the gold jacket that's not actually a gold jacket and get inducted into a random suburban high school Hall of Fame this weekend?
Well, let me just make a point, and this isn't sucking up to you, but I have always had a very special place. Now, as you know, media has kicked my butt for most of the time that I've been a part of the Cowboys, and have been highly critical, but they have also been great as well. But I always feel this way. You take a moment and you turn it into a story or a fable, and you take that moment and preserve it for us and talk about it and analyze it and let us as fans listen to it. And I'm not trying to, again, arm wave here. But when I decided to leave principally my business, I thought I'd get cabin fever. But what I wanted to do was be in sports, and consequently, we're all brothers. You guys have chosen sports as where you want to be. I chose it because that's where I want to be. And you are great at what you do. You really add to. And when you look at what all that in general media does, but real good ones, and I'm talking to a couple of good ones, they should be right there in the Hall of Fame with the quarterback.
Wow. Thank you, Mr. Jones. We appreciate that very much.
You know, love you, Jerry.
I think my favorite interaction with you of all time was we were on another radio station. We just got finished doing 3 hours of probably talking Jerry Jones stuff.
Jerry needs to sell the team.
Jerry. You know, for 3 hours. And then we walk into Papa's Barbecue. Is that what it's called?
Papa's Brothers over there.
And I get in line before Skin, and it's just me and another man in the line. And the man has his tray down. He's ready to go through the line. And I look up, and it's Jerry Jones. It's you. And Skin walks in. He's like, hey, man. I'm like nodding my head. Look, there's Jerry. We just spent 3 hours talking about it. We've got a career talking about Jerry. And I said, Mr. Jones, I'm Ben from the Ben and Skin Show. Just wanted to introduce myself. We just got finished talking about you for 3 hours. And you said you were so nice to us. And I was blown away by how kind you were. And you said, I think you dunked on us. This was so great. You said, Well, guys, isn't it great that a couple guys like you can have a career talking about what I do? And you were saying, I just thought that was brilliant. And to your point, we've been able to carve out a career talking about you.
We're both playing well above our pay. We all are. But I'll tell you this, and I've forgotten, I'm in that line quite a bit. I don't see you guys as much as you ought to be there, but I guess if we made some of these good places, especially that barbecue there, we could run into each other more. But, man, sports, do a little radio, do a little talk, talk a little football, go out, eat a little barbecue, drink a little cold beer. Man, I've got to pinch myself. Have I gone to heaven?
Right? Agreed.
That's what it's about.
It's a good life, isn't it?
It sure is.
It is. Hey, I got a question for you, Jerry. And the guys, I don't think they wanted me to go down this road, but I have to. And I think you'll understand why. Let's just help me out with a hypothetical here. These are both total crazy long shots. But I'm watching Dez Bryant, a guy I know you love. And I'm watching his videos online, and he's working out. He looks like he's getting closer and closer and closer. And if you had to guess who is more likely to be a Cowboy at any other point in their future, if you had to pick between Romo or Dez Bryant, which one would be more likely to come back and put on that helmet one more time?
Well, I don't know where to meet up with where Dez's injury is and where his rehab is. But he is Superman. Make no mistake about it. And very few people that athletically can live up to what God put on the earth when they put a Dez Bryant out here. Nothing in the physical area would surprise me, whether it be how long he plays relative to his age or his ability to come back from the injury. So that's that. And I wouldn't dare, because the issues are far beyond anything that well knows reality about knowing. I don't know which one could come back and play. The quickest. Both could do it. Both could do it and really do it well. Romo uniquely because of the position and because of his unique skills that he used to be excellent. That's his eyesight, his quick hand-eye coordination, and just his knowledge of the game, which is better than it was when he was playing. Both these guys. If I've ever met anybody could come back and be in the field in the NFL today.
Well, great stuff, Jerry. Please get those tackles held. Are we going to have both those tackles this weekend? Can we have one of them? What are we doing there?
It really is. It's down to today, and it could be even as late as tomorrow before we will know. But I think it's safe to say we'll get half of them one way or the other.
Awesome. Well, Mr. Jones, on behalf of all Cowboys fans and all of us, we just want to wish you in advance, we won't talk to you before Sunday, a very happy birthday, and we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Well, and congratulations on your recognition. I don't know where it feels better. I remember walking down those old halls of that high school and trying every way in the world not to learn something. And what a time.
Cool. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Good luck on Sunday. There he goes, Jerry Jones, the birthday boy.
That was fun. God, what about that? Was he reading from a novel?
I cannot tell you.
That story was incredible.
I cannot tell you how much I enjoy those interviews.
I do too.
The man is a treasure. I love hearing his answers. I'm always surprised him. I think he is the best interview in sports. Well, the best interview in sports right now, period.
He's got a lot of great stories, but I also really like the way he tells them.
Agreed.
I mean, we can sit there. Look, I know a lot of people are like, hey, ask more Cowboys questions. Look, we talk Cowboys all week long. We'll ask a lot of great Cowboys questions to Broadus later, and Mickey will give us stuff. But whenever we have Jerry on, I really want to hear stories.
I do, too.
Because they're great stories.
He's arguably the greatest marketer any of us will ever be able to even talk to, the greatest businessman. He is at the forefront of what's going on with the labor negotiations with the NFL.
We didn't even have a chance to get to it, but that's okay. There's always next week.
There's a minimal amount of time that we have with him each week, and I'm just so enjoying these. We change day parts from afternoon to middays, and without question, the mix with Sean and RJ is awesome. That's probably number two. But number one is getting these opportunities to interview Jerry Jones. What a true pleasure.
Well,